Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Evaluating AI Model Performance. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Methodologies and Tools in the Generative AI for Product Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the metrics used to assess generative AI models and the techniques for model evaluation and validation. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to effectively evaluate AI model performance and understand the significance of performance metrics in the context of finance and fintech. Main content metrics for assessing generative AI models. Evaluating the performance of generative AI models is crucial, especially in finance, where decisions can have far-reaching impacts. The primary metrics used to assess these models include accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score, and AUC ROC. Accuracy. This measures the overall correctness of the model's predictions, calculated as the ratio of correctly predicted instances to the total instances. While accuracy is essential, it can be misleading, especially in imbalanced datasets. For instance, a model predicting loan approvals might show high accuracy if it predominantly predicts not approved for a majority of applications. Precision. This metric quantifies the number of true positive predictions against the total predicted positives. High precision indicates that the model makes fewer false positive errors, which is particularly important when the cost of a false positive is high. For example, in credit scoring, a model with high precision minimizes the risk of falsely approving a loan. Recall, also known as sensitivity. Recall measures the ratio of true positives to the total actual positives. It reflects the model's ability to identify all relevant instances. A high recall is crucial in scenarios like fraud detection, where missing a fraudulent transaction can lead to significant financial losses. F1 score. This combines precision and recall into a single metric, providing a balance between the two. It is particularly useful when one is more important than the other, such as in cases of class imbalance. AUC ROC. Area under the curve, receiver operating characteristic. This metric evaluates the model's ability to distinguish between classes. A higher AUC indicates better performance. In finance, it helps in assessing the trade-off between true positive rates and false positive rates. Each of these metrics provides different insights into model performance, and it is often beneficial to look at multiple metrics to gain a comprehensive understanding of how well a model is performing. Techniques for model evaluation and validation. Once metrics are defined, the next step is to apply techniques for evaluating and validating AI models. The following common techniques are essential in ensuring that models perform well on unseen data. Cross-validation. This technique involves partitioning the dataset into subsets, where the model is trained on some subsets and validated on others. K-fold cross-validation is particularly popular, where the dataset is divided into K parts. The model is trained K times, each time using a different part as the validation set. This helps in reducing overfitting and provides a more robust performance estimate. Train-test split. This simple yet effective method divides the dataset into two parts, one for training the model and the other for testing its performance. A common split ratio is 80-20, where 80% of the data is used for training and 20% for testing. This method is straightforward but may not provide as comprehensive a validation as cross-validation. Hyperparameter tuning. Models often have parameters that need to be set before training. Hyperparameter tuning involves systematically adjusting these settings to find the combination that produces the best performance. Techniques like grid search and random search can be used to explore different parameter combinations. Performance monitoring. Once the model is deployed, it's vital to continuously monitor its performance over time. This involves tracking metrics to identify any drift in model performance, which might indicate that the model needs retraining or adjustment. By employing these evaluation techniques, product managers in finance can ensure their AI models are not only accurate but also generalize well to new data, thereby making informed business decisions. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the essential metrics for assessing generative AI models and the techniques for their evaluation and validation. Understanding these metrics and techniques is crucial for product managers in finance, as they ensure that AI models deliver reliable and actionable insights. As you move forward, remember that effective evaluation is key to achieving success in AI-driven projects. Reflection questions: how would you apply precision and recall metrics to evaluate a loan approval model at test company? In what scenarios might you choose K-fold cross-validation over a simple train test split? Why is it important to continuously monitor the performance of AI models after deployment?